Chapter 7.
The Millennium Falcon sat shuddering in the hangar, a milky drop of durasteel resting on a deck so dark and expansive it looked like a drift of open space. The vessel's rear corner sagged over a collapsed strut. Her white hull armor was pocked from cannon strikes, and the ion drives were jetting hot coolant. Yellow smoke kept billowing from the exhaust vents, and every few seconds the upper turret would shake as though the power core were about to blow. And still, the battered transport was the most beautiful thing Queen Mother Tenel Ka had seen in a long time. It was hissing, pinging, carbon-scorched proof that Han and Leia Solo had survived another close call, that they had cheated death yet again and escaped an ambush that should have left their atoms flying in the Austin winds. Emergency sleds and fire carts started to float out of the hangar's dark corners, and passengers began to stream down the ramp beneath the Falcon's hull. Several were limping or holding their arms, but no one seemed seriously injured or in a hurry. Finally, the Solos themselves emerged from the ship, Han turning to speak to the service crew, and Leia bending down to say a few words to the Jedi younglings. And Tenel Ka finally began to breathe again.
"I don't see why you were so afraid,"
Alana said. She had not left Tenel Ka's side since Aegol's squadron had reported damage to the Falcon.
"You said it would be a mistake to underestimate Han and Leia Solo."
"As it would," Tenel Ka flashed her daughter a reassuring smile. "But of course, I'm still concerned. You know how fond I am of the Solos."
Before answering, Alana glanced across the salon toward the command center, where Trista Zell was helping Cam and Tion Solasar assemble a report on the evacuation's outcome. Tenel Ka was fairly certain that both masters had deduced her daughter's true identity long ago, but no one had said as much to Alana herself, and so Alana continued to play the Solos' adopted daughter, even in their presence. Seeing that both masters were busy taking reports over their headsets, she took Tenel Ka's hand.
"Grandma and Grandpa worry about you, too,"
she whispered.
"And so do I."
A pang of loneliness shot through Tenel Ka's heart, and she found herself wishing she had not been born the daughter of a Haepan prince, that she were free to raise her own daughter in her own modest apartment. But any attempt to abdicate her responsibility would only get them both killed. Anyone taking Tenel Ka's place would not feel secure in the throne until her agents had eliminated every possible rival, especially the child of a former queen mother. So there was nothing to be done except what Tenel Ka was doing. And that meant continuing to pretend that her daughter was someone else's child until Alana grew old enough to defend herself from the daggers, political and actual, that were so much a part of life in the Haepan court. Tenel Ka squeezed her daughter's hand.
"Thank you," she whispered. "But you don't have to worry about me. I have a whole army of secret friends keeping watch over me."
Alana cocked an eyebrow.
"Like Trista and Taren?"
Tenel Ka nodded.
"That's right.